Hello and welcome back to another Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so excited to have you with us for another episode of this exciting podcast. I'm Tom,
Betsy,
Sam,
Frankie,
and we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're turning in from home or in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We'd like to welcome you all back to the final half term of the school year. We have a lot of big events coming up, so make sure you stay tuned to upcoming episodes of the podcast to hear all about them. We cannot wait to get started, so we'll begin as always with our breaking news section. On Thursday, 15th of May, a group of our pupils enjoyed a truly memorable evening stroll up on Holcombe Hill, led by Mr. Moss and Mrs. Lupton. This was to enhance their learning of our local history, including Robert Peel. With an amazing turnout, every child made it to the top, rewarded with stunning views and the impressive sight of Peel Tower standing proudly against the evening sky. It was a wonderful experience for everyone involved, made even more special by the beautiful weather and the shared sense of achievement.
Mr. Davies was hard at work on Sunday the 18th of May. In the school playground, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. the school gates were opened for a car wash by a professional valet. An incredible £480 were raised for the school. Every penny raised will go toward improving our school environment for all of our children. Well done, Mr. Davis.
There was excitement in the air on Thursday, 22nd of May, as we had our inflatables and donut sale. A big thank you to everyone who supported it. We're pleased to share that we raised a fantastic £239.25, which will be used to support further learning opportunities in the school.
There were also more sporting achievements that included in our Year 3 and Year 4 and Year 5 and 6 tennis and Year 5 and 6 swimming gala, with all of our swimmers and tennis players represent the school with pride and should be really proud of their efforts.
Don't forget to get your tickets for the Summer Fair and Circus on Sunday the 6th of July. Shows at 1 p.m, 2:30 and 4 p.m. Expect magic, clowns, juggling and amazing acts for all the family. If you would like to inquire about getting your tickets, you can ask the school office.
And that's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
This week in our hot seat, we are very excited to welcome some of our girls' football team. They recently won the Berry Girls football final and have set up another final to play at the end of the month. We are very excited to welcome them onto the podcast to share about their success. Hi guys, what are your names?
I'm Lucia.
I'm Isla.
I'm Annie.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Millie.
Congratulations on winning the Berry Girls football final. How did it feel when the final whistle blew and you knew you'd won?
We had to shake hands at the end of the game because that's an honour of sportsmanship. But then we started jumping around all over each other, spraying water everywhere.
What do you think made your team so strong this season? Was it teamwork, training, tactics or something else?
It was probably teamwork and just working together all the time and helping each other if we weren't all
Can you describe a standout moment from the final? Maybe a brilliant goal, a great save, or even a funny moment?
Well, for the funny moment, at the start of the game, we were talking about when we put all of our hands in, we were like shouting minions, and just it was very funny. And then on the standout moment, we were on the last two goals, we knew that there wasn't really any coming back for the opposite team.
How do you all get ready before a big match? Any special warm-ups, routines, or even lucky socks?
Just like Annie said, we have a little saying. It's minions, tonight we steal the moon.
Who plays what position on the team, and which ones are the most fun or most challenging to play?
So we have two goalkeepers, Annie and Isla. Then we have two defenders, Sophia and Jessica. Three defenders. And then we have two people on the wings, which is Indy and Lucia, and then me up front. And then which one's most fun? For me, it would probably be up front.
What's been the toughest match this year, and as a team, what did it teach you?
As being the captain, the probably toughest game was probably in the semi-finals against Greenhill, or the quarter-finals, which was against Holy Mount.
How do you support and encourage each other during the highs and low of a game?
So on the highs, we always like cheer and like say well done. But on the lows, if say we've conceded a goal or it's like the other team's got a free kick, like we just cheer and say it's okay, just carry on and keep our heads up.
What advice would you give to other girls who want to join the football team or try out a sport for the first time?
I would probably say just try your hardest, and if you lose, that's okay, because we always have like the next game or the next tournament.
We've got another big final coming up. How are you feeling about it, and how are you preparing?
So I think we definitely could win, but if we show up with the wrong attitude, we probably will. And then soon we might do some training together, and we just need to do teamwork, and then we'll win.
If you could describe your team in three words, what would they be and why?
I'd say encouraging, because we keep G-ing each other on, powerful and energetic.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming on to the podcast and sharing your experiences. We are so proud of you representing our school, and wish you luck for your next final.
Each week our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give out any shout out to any of the members of the team Lowercraft who have achieved something outside of school. If you would like to be given a shout out, or you can send a message on CSAR via email or a piece of paper to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
A huge welcome to Buddy in Year 3, who took part in a 5k inflatable challenge course to raise money in cardiac rise in the young. This was in memory of his cousin Alex. Buddy and his team raised a huge £2,000. Well done, everyone.
Congrats to Emmy in Year 2, who achieved her octopus free at swimming. She has been working extremely hard to get this. Well done, Emmy.
Shout out to Frank, who recently won 3 tennis tournaments in 2 weeks and got 1 trophy and 2 gold medals. He also received his Grade 2 violin practical certificate. Busy and successful time for Frank.
Well done to Isla Rose in Year 2, who completed at the British Nationals with her cheerleading team. This is her first season with her new cheer team, and they came fourth. Amazing.
Thea in Year 4 achieved her 50 metre last week at swimming. Thea was so confident in the water and constantly improving her strength to keep her distance up. Well done, Thea. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about. Before our next episode, last week's teaser was, what has hands but can't clap? The answer was, of course, a clock. Well done if you got it.
Here is this week's teaser. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? I'll repeat that again. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure you listen to our our next episode, which will be coming on your way on Friday 27th of June. We'll have an even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We can't wait to share the next episode with you. Even more news, conversations and amazing achievements for our other children of Team Lowcroft. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time on Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.